Yeah, pay dollar on the base. The halachos of klein. Can't plant two seeds next to one another. So the mission again. Minayin la ruga. How do we know this? You said if you have an aruga, she shisha al shisha tvachim, which is the size of six a piece of land, which is six tvachim by six tvachim. You want to plant seeds in the shetach of a karka, six tvachim by six tvachim. Shezurin betoichoi chamisha zerein. You have a heta echatim sad to plant five seeds in there, five different type of zeroyim. How do you do it? Dalad adalad ruchois haruga. Four on each corner of the 6x6, you plant one seed. The yachas piemza, and one seed could go in the middle. And there's no issue of klaim. It's not called you're mixing up the two seeds one with the other. Shenema right from the pasuk that says tikoritz toitzia tzimcha. The land will take out its smoch and what grows. Or kaginas or yehom, and like a garden will be its roim what grows. Tatzmiach will grow. So we say Zara Leinemer, doesn't say Ukagina Zara, it's much like the Yochid, Eluz Ruyehel, Eloshin Rabim, like two. I'd like to see the Gemara, then we'll see Rashi. My Mashma, what's the right from this posse that you can plant five seeds? Amrav Yehuda, the posse says, Ki Koritz, Toitzi Tzimcha, is Toitzi is Chad. With Ashma's posse, Toitzi means like one. Tzimcha is Chad, another seed. Hare Trey, so far you can plant two seeds. Zruyehom is Trey. It's a Loshin Rav, and that's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't say Zara, Loshin Yochid. It says Zruyehom, a Loshin Rav, and you have two seats. For Arba, you have five seats so far. And Tzmiach, the last part of the Pasik, Zruyehom Tzmiach is Chad. Another seed, Hochamisha. That's five seats. The Kimlu, the Rabbonim, understand, no, the Chamisha, Bishisha, Loyanku Madodi. You can have five seeds. Even though the shetach, the small piece of karka, this arugu, this line of karka, is only six tzvachim by six tzvachim, still the rabbanan knew that they're not yanki, they don't have nourishment, one from the other. Lo yanki miyadodi. Sounds like the asmachta from this pasuk, that you can have five seeds in one small shetach of karka. Even though from the pasuk it doesn't say how big the karka could be. Maybe the karka could be a mile by a mile. That Rashi says, we don't know exactly from the pasuk. For as Mustafa goes on the shetach of karka, six tvachim by six tvachim, that you have a heta to plant five different seeds in this little piece of karka. Now let's see Rashi, Rashi and Mishnah. Shezorin b'toichoi hezeroinim. You can plant five seeds in this little piece of karka. V'loihevei irvuv. It's not considered they're mixed together, the seeds. Sheyesh bo kadei lahafrish b'neim hefrish eroyim. You can have enough ground in between them that it's not called nisaklayim. Dalad Rashi Madalad Rucha Saruga. Four on all four sides of this aruga, this like a box of plant where you can plant, on all four sides you can plant. Drashi Rashi learns here Mamala es kol haruach at somak lekerem. Like this picture here. On the sides of the sides of it, the whole thing you could plant. Not just on the corner itself you put a seed. There along the whole middle of the each side you could put your seeds all along it. Such as Mamala es kol haruach. The whole side, the whole north side is full with seeds, with the same type of seeds. Like, you plant on one side tomatoes, one side cucumbers, one side radishes, one side peppers. Rashi, es kolaruach ad samal keren. Tumamish, the end of the corner, like this picture. The white part of the corner, that you leave empty. That you don't put a seed. But throughout the whole line of the side, you plant. The achas b'yemtza, the chiddush is now a fifth seed, a fifth type of vegetable you can plant in the middle. Garin echot, one seed. The afa pisha kol eitz lakronis. Smuchim zelazeh, l'chura, by the corners, the north and the west side, when they meet together, they're mamash right next to one another. You have cucumbers on one side and tomatoes on the other side. They're right next to another. So why isn't there an istaklayim? The mamish yonik, the mamish getting their nourishment one from the other. Like under the ground, the seed, the roots are mixing into one another. So Drashi, Yafa Pisha called Eitz Lakronis, Smuchim Zelazir, V'yein B'nei Yemachok Gimel Tvachim, they're not three Tvachim away from one another, they come out even touching at the corners one with the other. V'yein Kim Zemizir, because that's the shear. The shear we'll see later is that the unique in the ground, the roots underneath, get nourishment within three Tvachim. There's each root goes out of Tefach and here. So if you have a seed here, and the next seed, if the next seed is three tzvachim away, seeds one reaches out one and a half, this goes one and a half, then they don't get yenika one from the other. But kol zaman they're closer than three tvachim away, we say the two roots underneath the ground are mixed. They get the nourishment one from the other, and they should be near the client. That's Rashi's kasha here. The chura, if you plant all along the sides, the chura, the two sides gets mixed up together, and underneath the ground there is yenika ladadi. There should be yasa. Zakrashi ain't kan beis mechid. There's nothing wrong with this. The gabe klayim that Rashi chiddush by the Easter klayim hakeiruhu debinim. It just has to look. We don't care what's doing under the ground. We care what you see on top of the ground. It has to just be nikir that you're not mixing the seeds. You're like planting cucumbers on one side and tomatoes on the other side. So if you could say this whole line, people see here are cucumbers. I right on top here you have tomatoes. And at the corner now, the cucumbers and tomatoes look together. No, they don't look alike. It looks like it's planted separate. Because this whole line is cucumbers, and this whole line here is tomatoes. So it looks like you're planting separately. That's mutter. Kiritanan, Rashi brings a raya, Gemara and Bo Basra. Zeh samech legedem mikan, zeh samech legedem mikan. Let's say two people, you have a yard one next to another, and you have a gedi, you have a wall growing up in between. So it's mutter mamash, I can plant my cucumbers until the gedder, until the wall, and the other side of the wall, he can plant his tomatoes mamash right next to the wall. I will mamash plant it right next to the wall. So when the roots go underneath the ground, there's zichamuruf together there. Even though underneath the gedder, they have a yanika. So Rashi v'koshchen klai yizroyim, the rabbonim. That's Rashi's right that it's mutter. What's the Psham the Gemara and Bobasra? Since you have a gedi, you have a fence going up, so it's nikkah claw that it has two different plantings to it. You see claw, it's not planted together. Even though under the ground they have yanika together, but on top you look at each one separately, just pull it off the phone here. The Avagab the Yankee Mithitoy, the Koshchein Kloy is Royim to Rashi the Rabbonim. Rashi says the Chiddush. Koshchein Kloy is Royim the Rabbonim. That klai yizroi means when you're planting two types of vegetables together, there's only an issa derabbanan. Masha from Rashi, what's the issa deraisa? Vegetables zroyim with a kerem, with the vineyards. But zroyim alone, Rashi is saying, chidish is only yosim derabbanan. The loichashin liyanika, we're not choshit for the nika. To the Tanan, like it says, gabe rosh tur lekamon. We'll see a Gemara later also. If you have a whole field full of cucumbers, and a rush tour means like a triangle comes into this field. Like you have a field here of cucumbers, and you have another type of growing tomatoes, and the samamish comes in like this way. The triangle comes in like this inside here. So that's mutter. Because it's also, it's nikir, you have one growing here, and this is nikir, another field. The triangle comes into here. I will soon see the Gemara. So this is all raised. That by klayim we don't care about really if underneath it has the yanika ladodi. The ikkia say the klayim is that on top it should be looked as if you have one growing here and another growing here. They don't look that they're growing the irv mixed up together. So Rashi means another right gabi beishurus will soon later also. For yesh kan hekad gadol ruach zed zruy sofin v'dorim v'zu zruy mizruch amarif. That's pshat now a halach here also. You can plant on all four sides. Because each side is nikkur, it's a special growing. There's a growing here of cucumbers, and there's a growing here of tomatoes. It's nikkur, you're growing them separately. Avu bein zerahem tsoi, lizaruni haruchais. But when you put the middle seed in the middle of the box, this is the problem now. The middle seed, l'chur, that looks like it's mixed up. It doesn't have its own place. It looks like it's mixed up with all the four seeds on the side of it. So here you need a good hachoka. Here you need a hachoka of gimel tfachim to be away. Rashi tzorech hachoka kedei yanika. Here you need a good hachoka kedei yanika. The yain sham heker. There's no other heker. For you have a mekar of heavy irvuf. If the middle seed would be near any one of the four sides, close enough, it looked like it's mixed in with that. So the middle of in the side there of the cucumber, the middle is a tomato. So this tomato would be looked like it's mixed up with the cucumber. So here you need a good shir hachoka. It has to be separated from the side. How much? A shear of yedei yanika, which is, we said, three tvachim. Because each plant is yonik a tefach and a half away. So if they're three tvachim away, each one goes to the middle, they don't meet. That's the shear of the Mishnah. That's how you get, if you have a shetach of 6 by 6, so it's 6 tvachim away, you could have one seed in the middle. Because this seed in the middle is always 3 tvachim away from the side. So that's a good enough hachokam, a good enough heker. Rashviyabi Mekarvi have Ibrum. The Amaforish Dalad Gurinim, but Dalad Ruchas Toyet. That's if you just learned Fakir that you put the four seeds of Mamish to four corners of the box, that's a mistake. Like Rashi learning. You allow a Mamish plant each side, the whole side. Just the middle seed you put in the middle, that's the Chiddush. That needs a good Hachoka. How much does it have to be away? Three Tvachim away. See, if the whole thing is six Tvachim wide, it's very good. Or six Tvachim long, you put the seed right smack in the middle, so that's automatically three Tvachim from this side, and three Tvachim from the other side, there's no Irvim. Rashi Pesukim says there is. Rashi Mormon Forish, Hechi Mash Meizu Reinim Bevav Tvachim. That's Rashi in Gemara. Toitzi Chad, Simcho Chad, Zriyeh, Otrei, Tatsumi Chad. Now, so you have a right in this postik, we could put five seeds in one small piece of karka. But how big is the karka? The Rashi B'shisha Tvachim. Now that's what our Mishnah is saying, the Chiddush, that if the karka is six Tvachim by six Tvachim, you could put inside your middle seed, that doesn't say the perish in this postik. The Lekel Melech Mikroi. Here we can learn it out from this posse. So Drashi, Kim Lu L'Rabbonin, so the Rabbonin know this by themselves. The Stam Arugan is Ras Vom, Hezer Reinem Kachi, Hakachi Midosa. The Rabbonin know this, that when you want to put five seeds in one small piece of ground, the piece of ground has to be at least six Tavachim by six Tavachim. The Chamisha Zerayna B'Shisha Tavachim Layanti, because Rabbonin know this, you say that the middle seed and soy will not have yanika, will not get nourishment from the side seeds. V'shebruchas miadodi. The sheer yanikas kol zera tefach umachza. That's Rabbanan know. How much does each seed, when it grows in the ground, the roots, how far down does the roots go outwards to get yanik tefach in here? So Mele, if you have one seed here, and the next seed is three tefachim away, underneath there's no yanik at all. That the chum know with their own das. That they don't have a right from the posik. Now we never understand the Rabbanan know by themselves. Kozera tefachu machta im imokim hazera hare min hazera hanizra v'gvul haruga kineged hem soy v'yad hem soy gimel tefachim. Mele here, if the whole tefach, if the whole thing is six tefachim long, so right smack in the middle is three tefachim away from each side. So that's why it's mutter. U'meyelu ha'shnayim on lemedim. From our Mishnah Guf, we see that's what the Tan holds. Since he says you'll have to put one seed right smack in the middle, so it's in the middle, it's only three tefachim away from this side, and three tefachim away from that side, that's mutter. So you see, less than that will be usur. Why? Because each one has the nika one and a half, so two one and a half is three, that would be less than three will be usur. Rashi midlay kovam mokam lezera hanizram, eitzalak vul. That we say the middle seed or along the sides. You can plant all along the sides and all along the other side. Mizrach and Marab, all along the four sides you can plant it. So when you put this middle seed, it's only three tefachim away from the sides. As if you'll tell me you only plant on the corners, then there's more than three tefachim away. If you only plant in the corner, the alachs and the diameter is more than three. It's 3 2/5. So about you allow to plant all along the sides of this shetach karka, all along the sides, so the middle seed is exactly only three tvachim away from the side. So you see, close, three tvachim is mutter. Alma ba'achokas dimot tvachim sagi. As long as one seed is away from the other seed, three tvachim, that's mutter. V'yaf agad linyin klayim. I Rashi is asking the question, why do you have to be so far away? Gimel Tvachim, we're saying the Yisrael by Klayim, Befrat, where Rashi learns Klayim is Royim, just planting different seeds of vegetables is only Yosem the Rabbonin. And the Yisrael is only the Hekerim, as long as it looks like it's being planted differently, it looks like they're not planted together, it's Mutter. So why do I have to have three Tvachim away? Why isn't it enough and maybe one Tefach away? It's just enough that it looks like they're not planted together, even though they have yanika. And we don't care if they really have yanika. We'll soon see, like if a triangle box comes into a field that's growing, we say it's mutter. Because it's nika, the field is one type of planting. And then another field that looks like a triangle comes in there, it's nika, it's from another field. So since it looks claw like two different fields, it's mutter. Even though underneath they have yanika ladodi. The gabi bay shuris lagosidaitam. Mio zatrashi hefrish jeroini arugod lehevi irvuv lekeh kerub bibotsi mishir yanika. Bashankin here was saying this one box, since you planted on all four sides, now when you plant in the middle, this middle seed looks like it's mixed up with all the seeds. So here, what makes it look separately that it's not mixed together? Only if there's a choshev shear in between the shear of kedai yedika, which is three tvachim. The gabi rosh tor shtei shuras lakamon ike akera. There, there's a good hacker. Hilka ki ramiz lontro heizeroni beruga v'shavav tvachim koma. It's mistavra the pshan this posse that says you can plant five seeds is talking about such a small piece of karka that six tvachim by six tvachim. Then is the svara on all four sides you can plant, because the four sides look like separate planting. You're planting on the east side, on the west side, the north side, that's a special planting. Just the middle one looks like it's mixed up. So that we see in svara when it's away, kedei yenika, which is three tvachim, that's the svara should be mutter. So it's mistavra, the Mishnah says you can plant five seeds. How big does it have to be? Just 6 by 6. As long as you have 6 tvachim, the length, so punk smack in the middle, you could put another seed. Because that seed is 3 tvachim away from this side, and 3 tvachim away from that side, that's muta. That's why you have a raya from the Mishnah, like 6 tvachim is enough. So tomorrow, Modna Kashinam. So tomorrow, Minolon, so tomorrow, Minolon. How do we know when the Rabbanon tell us something, we could like believe the Rabbanon? What they say means something. Is that the Mishnah is telling us a svara the Rabbanon understood, that they know that things like yonik under the ground, if you have one tomato growing here, and one cucumber growing next to it, if they're within three tvachim, they get nourishment one from the other. But if they're exactly 3 tvachim away, then they don't get any yenika. The Rabbanan knew this with their svara. Like, how do we know to believe the Rabbanan? Trashi minolon, to all the kimul the Rabbanan bishir yenika. That the seeds get nourishment one from the other. Milti, we can rely on them. Lamis lecholov loymar, bekiim hein. To say that we can them on their bekiim of this chokhma. Ha chachomim beyavoides adama. We can understand when the Chum tell us something about planting, they know what they're talking about. Leida, that they should tell us and to understand, kama yoinkin. How much does one seed have to be away from another seed? It shouldn't get nourishment one from the other. Shaleti tama, you shouldn't think. Layman say, mi hoidia labrius. This type of a chokhmah to know how far away does one seed have to be from another seed, we can think, people can't understand that. That's like the Eibishter. Shia yunika. How could the Yodim understand this? Like, you shouldn't think to yourself, how could people have such a chokhmah? How could we know the chokhmah to measure one seed, how far away it has to be from another seed, that underneath the root shouldn't be yonik ladodi? And there shouldn't be a kasha to you. How could a chokhmah tell us this? This is something that the Abishan knows, not us. So the morning is a right from a posik. How do you know that the chokhmah could have such a chokhmah to understand things that grow, exactly how they grow and how far they get the nourishment? It's right from the posik. The Yom Reb Chia Baraba, Om Reb Yechim. My Dichsiv, what does the posik in the Devarim say? Lo Yisase Gvul Reyecha. Don't steal the Gvul, don't steal the boundaries of your friend. Like if you have a Sada, you next to your friend, and the boundary is there, don't wake up one night and take the boundary and move it over and make your karka long, you're stealing karka. That's the posik is saying. Lo Yisase, don't steal karka, don't move the boundary over further away and make your karka big. What does the posik end off with? That the Rishonim, the Friedika, put the Gvul there. That they put down exactly where the boundary is. So the Gemara, Gvul Shagavlu Rishonim Moistasik. It means to say that you can't steal the Gvul that the Rishonim Friedika there is put there. The Gemara, my Gavlu Rishonim. What does it mean, the Rishonim? Who are these Friedika people, the people from before, the generation before, they put the boundary? What do you mean, the people from before? The Chort means the boundary we made now. If I own my karkum and next to me have a neighbor, so we make up between the two of us a boundary where my karkum, my house ends here, and your property starts there. So Torah is saying, don't make up one night and move the fence over to make your fence, to make your karkum bigger. But what's the pasuk got to say? Shagavlu Rishonim. What do you mean what the generation before did? What do I care what they did before? Shrashi, Gvul Reyecho, Litat Samach Lemeitzar, Lahachish Kako, Kishira Shagavlu Rishonim. Or don't plant next to your friend's karka to ruin his karka.
Who are these Friedeke people? Who are these people? These are the Meroyim, the Chaviyim, Shoye Bekiyim Bekach. They were Bekiyim in the Karka. Kriyashchem of Neisayil. We'll soon see by Neisayil. So the Mar Amr Rab Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Amr Rab Yenisin, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Eila B'nei Seir, these are the B'nei Seir, HaChori, Yosh Ve'yoretz. They're the Yosh Ve'yoretz. These people lived Horetz, lived in the ground. For the Gemara, Oto Kula Yalma Yosh Ve'rikiya Ninu. Now what does the Pasuk got to say? Eila B'nei Seir, HaChori, Yosh Ve'yoretz. These are people that are living in the Yoretz. Pshita, they're living on this world. Where else do they live? Does everybody else live in the Rekiya and the Shemayim? That the Pasuk here have to call them Yosh Ve'yoretz? Like everybody lives on the ground. So tomorrow we dash from here, Ella, that these people show you Bikiyim be Yeshuva Shalorits. These people of Bnei Seir and Achari, they were Bikiyim be Yeshuva Shalorits. They knew exactly every piece of ground for exactly what it's good for. They knew the issue, they knew how to use up every inch of ground. Show you Oimrim, they were able to say, Mole Konezir, this thick length of Karka is Lazais. It's very good, this little ground, to plant Zaysim there. Mole konezeh, this thick length of karka ligufanim, is good to plant grapes there. Mole konezeh latanim, this is good to plant figs. They knew exactly which karka is good for planting. So I call upon you see from the Torah that this chokhmah to know the ground, exactly how the ground has its nourishment and what's good to plant there, people know it. It's just the Bnei Seir know it. So Mel, it's not shver to us now in the Mishnah, the Tanoim, tell us the Yisrei, that they know exactly how much the Anika goes, that you have to be away 3 tvachim, and we can understand it, that they have this Chochmah. Or this Chochmah was given to the Bnei Yodim. The rise from this Pasuk by Bnei Seir. They had this Chochmah to know exactly each piece of ground for what it's good for, and the news of nourishment of the ground. The Drashi Mole Konezir. Kona means Hamide Sheboi Modena Karka. Kona is like a stick that you measure Karka, and there are a yard full of Karka. Is Lazais. Is royal legado zaysim. This piece of karka is good to grow olives. Vizel latena. This is good for figs. Well, yoidim lahafresh asorets. They knew how to divide the gland. Bein kona lakona. Mamish, a small piece of karka. That this is good for this, this is good for that. Berecha. The time, either they smelled the karka and knew it, or else they tasted it. Hechel zaysim, hechel latenim. They knew which karka is good for olives and which karka is good for figs. If they knew this chokhmah, for which karka is good for what, avada they knew and knew this chokhmah to know how far away each seed takes its nourishment from. So Mela, if these people had the chokhmah, it's not sure to say the chokhmah in the Mishnah also had this chokhmah. Right, the Pasuk says, v'chori, se'elu b'nei seir ha'chori. What does chori mean? She'marichin esoris. The mamash used to smell the ground. They smelled the ground, and by smelling it, they knew exactly what for use this karka is good for. Trasha shemarichim, siris as a teva v'dorosha. Change around the teva of chori and say marichim. Means to smell. Baite v'chivi, what does the post says v'chivi? Amura popo, shoyotoyim im esores kechavia. They used to taste the ground like a snake. A snake's karka, what a snake eats from, eats the offer. So he tastes the ground. These people also used to taste the ground like a snake, to know for what use each piece of karka is good for. Drashi v'chivi, lomo nik v'chivi, why do we call them chivi? She'etoyin emesoritz. Lieza dobruy, what is good for? Kichiyura. Kinoche shemachol yofer. What does a snake eat? His michael is offer, dirt. Who are then these people used to taste the dirt? What do you eat dirt for? Elamai means they had this chokhmah to be able, by tasting it, to know for what it's good for. So right, that's right, the chum could know this chokhmah, how far the nika goes. Ravach is a tomorrow by Yaakov Oma. Chori, what's about these people called? Chori, Shenasu b'nei chori menechseim. That's a little bit different. I mean, they became poor. They lost all their nechosim. They came b'nei chori, they became free menechseim. Trashi, Shenasu b'nei chori menechseim. Shenitradu menechlosim. They were taken away from their Yerusha, from their property. Loihutzuchu la'avarad mosim. They didn't have to work on their kakma anymore. Because they said, b'nei esav yorshim. B'nei esav took it away from b'nei seir. So when they say you lost the property, that's pshat from chori, they became free from the properties. Obviously, still masculine the first part of the pasuk though, that of yosh v'yoretz means that they knew this chokhmah of how to live on the ground to use up each piece of karka. Omer Abasi, aruga. That we say the mishnah. Aruga means like a row of karka, a row that you're planting in, and this row is 6 by 6, and we say now you can plant 5 seeds inside it. Zokte toicha vod. It means the inside where you're actually planting, the inside of this plot of land has to be 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Chutz migvuleh. A chutz from the gvul means the boundary on the outside of it. So you need 6 inside that you can mamash plant with, and then you have a tefach on the outside for its boundary. Shrash yom rabashi aruga. Shomru tzricha liyos. Vov, that means chutz migvuleh. Shrei manichem bi aruga kaka cholak svivos. They used to leave on the side of it a plain piece of karka, an empty piece of karka. Hazriya l'mokam disha. I have a place to walk around it, to dash, to walk on it. Kishumashka has royim, when you used to water it. So if you water this plot of karka, you have to be able to walk around it, to water it. His malach b'gvulel used to walk on the boundaries of it. V'ashmini ravashi, d'loy teima don't think vov, means im ha'gvulim, that's what we say, if you have a piece of ground, 6 by 6. You can plant 5, even though you're not using all the 6. No one tefach is for the gvul. Just 5 alone is enough. Nein, ugashini yas tefach, cholak lakam tef lakam. Loi te aruga makim yinikosim. El arbon, so if you leave over mamashi, the whole thing is 6 by 6. If you leave off one tefach on each side for walking, to be able to water it, so the inside shetach is only 4 by 4. So don't think that in 4 by 4 you can plant 6, 5 seeds. If you have only 4 by 4, if you're going to put the seed smack in the middle, it'll only be 2 tfachim away from each side. So that's no good. That we say that rugas vav tfachim means the inside planting part is 6 by 6. Therefore, when the seed is smack in the middle, it's 3 tfachim away from each side. Tanya nami hochi mara aruga. Toicha shisha, that aruga, what's called aruga, the inside of the aruga is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Gvulel bakama, now we say it has a boundary that you leave blank to be able to walk on it. How big does the boundary have to be? Kiritnan, like we learned. We have Yehuda Weimer, roichev kamole roichev parsa. The width of the boundary has to be like a tefach. The width of a parsa of a foot length. Parsa mizrashi, parsa's regal, your foot. Like your shoe. Mal, that's not tefach. Omer Rab Zerib Tamer Rab Chanina Bar Papa. My time to view, the where does he have the right from this posuk to leave over a gvul, leave over the boundary of tefach? The posuk says, Vishkisa biraglecha kagan hayerek. You should water it lebraglecha with your foot. What does it mean, regal? What does it mean, your foot? You don't water with your foot? That means to darshin. Ma regal tefach. Just like a foot, normal is a tefach wide, af gvul nami tefach. Who adin, that would you water? So you have to leave on the side blank of the karka something blank that you can walk on that piece of karka. That karka has to be a tefach. That's not as possible. Like with your foot, the measurement of how wide your foot is, that's how much width you should leave of blank karka. You put water on your shoulders and walk with it. See what's that last kaisa? Is lomel mechter v'aglech? What does the pasuk have to say using your foot for? Leimishu makam alchol as kaisa kishir regalu. Come to tell me that how much karka do you have to use blank near the end, 1 foot length, which is a tefach. Omer Rav, aruga bechurba shenino. That's what we say a heter in the Mishnah. That you're allowed to plant with, saying, one aruga, one plaque of karka, 6 by 6, that's only snechurva. That means all the sides around you're not planting. You're only planting this one piece of karka. Then you can plant all along the sides, it's muta. Mashenken, if it's among other plants, like here, like this picture here, if it's amongst all the other ones, then a blibosser. Because then mamash, there's an iruv. It looks together, one is planted next to the other one. But if it's only in a churba, means you only planted this one piece of karka, all the sides is blank, then it's muta. Trashi Yomarav, aruga bakurba shaninu. The Mishnah Seinu lahate bo hezeroinim. When can you plant 5 seeds? Only if it's planted by itself in a desolated place. Avoloishes vivasei arugais. Not if all around it, like this picture, you have other plantings. Shere lepir shalacho, el hefer zeroinim shebateichai. Our Mishnah only says that of beteichai. But if you're going to plant like this picture, just the middle one, and all on the sides, all around it also, you can't divide. Then Oysa Shebatechol is Roya Oysa and Shebruchos, Haruga Samach Lagvul Achiko, Minam Soy Kishiru. Veshata Makrev Eitzel Zroya Nizabachaverto, Eitzel Gvuleo, Shein Bnei Melech Shtei Tvachim, Shel Gvul Haruga Vanan Gimobinim. When you're planting one next to another, so true. How much of a gvul, how much of a boundary do you have to leave instead of tefach? So between one and the other one, you have two tefachim in between. So that's all you have, just two tefachim. But we say now that this picture in Rashi, you can plant all along the side. So if you plant all along this side, and all along the next side, these two sides are facing one next to another, so there are only two tefachim in between. So mamish, you need three tefachim in between. So vado, blive also. Therefore, that the Mishnah says you can plant five seeds, that's only planting it by itself. When it comes mixed into other ones, you can't plant any more five seeds. Because then you always need a chokom of gimel tochim. And here you only have two tochim. That's what Rav is saying. I'm a Rav. Aruga, the head of the Mishnah, is Afka Bechuba Shanino. For the Gemara, Ivuika, Mokum Kronos. You have the Mokum Kronos, you can plant it.